is Dickered Up. The official podcast of the Cars Tour is on the air. Presented by Puryear Tank Lines. The Cars Tour, the premier late model stock series. Short track racing at its very best. Stickered Up will feature A-list guests, the hottest topics, race previews, recaps, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If it happens on the Cars Tour, Stickered Up is chewing on it. Here's your host, Stephen Dunn.
Happy race week, everyone. Stephen Dunn, Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast for the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. And we've got a condensed week here where we raced at Caraway Speedway, the Firecracker 265, last Wednesday night. Wednesday night show. Grandstands were packed. They put on two great races. First, the Pro Late Models took the green flag, and Caden Quapel was your winner of the 100-lap feature. Katie Hettinger was second. Tate Fogelman in his Cars Tour Pro debut, he finished third. Cole Butcher was fourth. Justin Hicks was fifth. Connor Zillich sixth. Dawson Sutton was seventh. Tristan McKee was eighth. Ashton Higgins ninth. Logan Clark round out the top 10. 17 Pro Late Models took the green flag. It wasn't really that big of an eventful night. Caden Quapel actually led 97 of the 100 laps. Connor Zillich led the other three laps, and Zillich led from the pole. He led the first three laps, and then Caden Quapel took control on lap four and took the checkered flag, his first win of 2023 on the Pro Late Model side for the Cars Tour. Those guys will be in action on Saturday night. They'll visit Wake County Speedway. New asphalt at Wake County Speedway for the running of the GSX Wraps 100. We will preview that race in the final segment of Stickered Up. But taking a quick look at the point standings heading into this weekend's festivities at Wake County Speedway, Katie Hettinger holds a 9-point lead over Caden Quapel. Tristan McKee's in third. He's 43 markers back. Ashton Higgins, 46 points back in fourth. Brett Suggs is fifth, 67 markers behind. Connor Zillich was sixth. Logan Jones, seventh. Austin McDaniels is eighth. Mike Hopkins, ninth. And Kyle Campbell round out the top 10. Well, kind of a... It was an eventful night at Caraway when the late model stock cars took to the racetrack, and a lot of fanfare, a lot of hype on this event. Kyle Larson, the Cup Series champion, he was making his Cars Tour debut in a Junior Motorsports car. Also had Lane Riggs piloting a Kevin Harvick entry. Jeremy Mayfield was in the field, and 125 laps when the dust settled, it appeared that Lane Riggs was going to be the winner of the 125-lap feature, but technical inspection post-race, Lane Riggs was disqualified on Thursday afternoon and gave the winner to Jared Fryer, Jared's first win in Cars Tour competition here in 2023. Mason Diaz with a second-place finish, Carson Quapel third, Caden Honeycutt was fourth, Bobby McCarty fifth, Brendan Queen sixth, Kyle Larson finished seventh, Cameron Bolin, his best run of the year, finished eighth. Minnie Tyrrell was ninth, and Andrew Grady with his best run of 2023. He rounded out the top 10. 31 cars took the green flag. And again, the first time that we've seen a disqualification in several years. Lane Riggs, it was actually a sway bar that was deemed out of tolerance. And so the 62 owned by Kevin Harvick, who also owns part owner of the Cars Tour, that car was disqualified. Jared Fryer, who will be our guest in segment two, declared the winner. Taking a quick look at the points after festivities at Caraway, Carson Quapel, he holds a 19-point lead over Brendan Queen. Those two have kind of stretched out a little bit. Connor Hall is third, didn't have the greatest night at Caraway. He's 36 markers back, and then it's a long way back to fourth place Caden Honeycutt, who's 78 markers back. Chad McCombie's fifth, Ryan Millington sixth, Bobby McCarty seventh, Mason Diaz eighth, Jacob Hefner ninth, Brandon Pierce round out the top 10. Late model stock cars will take a few weeks off. They're in what we call triple crown season here in the summer months of July. They won't hit the racetrack again until the end of July at the throwback event at Hickory Motor Speedway. Just to kind of recap, too, we said Triple Crown. The first leg of the Triple Crown was this past weekend at South Boston Speedway, and the Cars Tour was represented at a very high level. Brendan Butterbean Queen sat on the pole, led a bunch of laps. Carson Quapel actually was declared the winner. but then he was disqualified. Tuesday afternoon, South Boston came out, or actually Monday afternoon, South Boston came out that he had been disqualified for a left front shock infraction. So the 8 was disqualified, which gave the win to another Cars Tour driver, Mr. Bobby McCarty. So Bobby actually wins the 200 lapper at South Boston. We'll go into Langley Speedway on July 22nd as the leader of the Triple Crown points. Again, Brendan Queen had a great run. He actually finished second. Landon Huffman had a great run. He was finished third in the running order, but he was also DQ'd. But they are appealing that. Had a great run with Nelson Motorsports. But those Cars Tour guys really proved that the Cars Tour is the best race car drivers in the country this past weekend, not just at Caraway, but at South Boston Speedway. Brandon Willard has the caution flag out on this segment of Stickered Up. We'll take this opportunity. Come down pit road, sticker up, and when we return, we'll talk with the most recent winner on the late model stock car side, Jared Fryer. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Purrier has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Purrier driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Purrier racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivepurrier.com to learn more.
We're laser cutting and CNC bending. GeoCut for media blasting and surface conditioning. GeoCut, South Boston, Virginia for powder coating. GeoCut. On-demand laser cut parts. Just go to geocutfabrication.com. Upload your part drawing. Select the material and quantity and then see your instant quote immediately with the option to order right then and there. 434-201-4824. GeoCutFabrication.com. 611 Railroad Avenue, South Boston, Virginia. One part or 1 million parts. GeoCut has you covered.
GXS Wraps is your one stop for all your vehicle and motorsports graphics needs. Since 2018, GXS Wraps has offered turnkey solutions including design, printing, and installation of premium final graphics for fleet vehicles, personal vehicles, and race cars. 100% of our services offered are completed at our 4,800 square foot facility located in Apex, North Carolina. Check us out on the web, GXSWraps.com, or give us a call, 919-213-0371, to get started on your next wrap. GXS Wraps, the official graphics partner of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
Hey, this is Jeremy Mayfield. I want to thank you for listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Green flag back this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast with the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. Joining us via the GSX Wraps Hotline, most recent winner of Cars Tour Late Model Stock Car Competition. He's Jared Fryer. Jared, welcome back to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Glad to be back on.
Man, I know it. Caraway obviously was a place that you had circled on your calendar and had a tremendous run, but not how we typically, you know, celebrate victories. One of the very few occasions that the car that was declared the winner started or finished first as far as cross the start finish line was disqualified, and you got the opportunity to claim a win. Makes your second win at Caraway in as many races in the Cars Tour. Man, I know you didn't get to celebrate and the excitement of being in victory lane and taking pictures, but all in all, still got to be really happy with the win on last Wednesday night.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah, it's definitely a different situation when you're in that type of deal, but still, man, it was awesome just to be able to run it good and compete for wins, especially not racing as much as we do. You know, I think it makes it even better to kind of for us, you know, because I know some people think you got to race a lot, and I think there's some truth to that, but also I think you got to be smart about your racing deal, and so to be able to go there and compete for a victory like that, you know, and have a shot at it's awesome. So yeah, we didn't start off first two races of the Cars Tour too good, but the last two has been really good, so just got to keep it up and keep working hard and making our cars good and fast.
Well, Jared, the one thing, and I mentioned it to you and doing a little research before the show today, we've had two winners disqualified from Cars Tour competition since its inception. The other being, I think it was in year two or year three, in the Tour's first trip up to Dominion Raceway, where Jeff Oakley got disqualified for a motor violation. And on that day, you actually were the recipient of the win on that too. So if my, you know, records are correct and everything lines up, there's been two disqualifications and you've been the recipient of both wins. That's kind of unique company to be in, right?
Yeah, it's definitely unique. I think some of my stats on the Cars Tour is kind of unique, to be honest with you, as far as starts and qualifying and finishes, because I think there's, you know, like my qualifying stats don't look really well, but my finishing stats I feel like are pretty decent. So then the DQ stats are adding up too.
Yeah, we're talking with Jared Fryer here on the GSX Raps Hotline, Stickered Up. And Jared, one thing that we talked about in segment one, obviously the late model stock cars on the Cars Tour side anyway, if after Caraway, they take about a month break and allow you guys to compete in the Virginia Triple Crown, which is the NASCAR parlay, so to speak, of big-time races. And you guys went to South Boston this past weekend, and you didn't have – you talked about it. You didn't feel like you had – a race-winning car, but you felt like you had a competitive car. And then kind of, in my opinion, an ill-advised move about halfway through the race kind of ended your night. Talk a little bit about South Boston on Saturday, especially after coming off that win at Caraway on Wednesday night.
Yeah, I knew it going into South Boston. It was going to be an uphill battle for sure. We went tested and just, I've really never felt comfortable there since they repaved it, you know, with having the car driving right and having the speed that I feel like we need. And so after we tested, I just, like I said, didn't feel good. And then I wasn't able to go to the racetrack Friday. And then Saturday, you know, with very limited practice, just one of them days again where you don't get it dialed in and, you know, just bad day goes worse. I felt like, you know, it just seemed like nothing went right for us, whether it was in the pits or on the racetrack. I mean, it was just one of them deals, you know, and pack and just kind of hanging on. We made a huge there halfway because what we were going wasn't working. We had to do something. I didn't feel like we could get any. So we made a big change, but that only lasted for about a lap and a half until one car made a head move and spun out in front of the field.
Yeah.
And in my night.
Jared, one thing that I did want to talk about, and obviously the second leg of that Triple Crown takes place in a couple of weeks at a track that the last time you went to, you hoisted the trophy at the Hampton Heat 200 a year ago, and obviously you're running a limited schedule, but this Triple Crown, these three races obviously on there, you got to be excited. You got to be really looking forward to going back to Langley here in a couple of weeks to defend that Hampton Heat win from a year ago.
Oh, yeah, I'm always excited to get back to Langley. You know, I feel like I was so worried last year that I was going to break my good qualifying streak there and then run bad too, but luckily it turned around to be the opposite. So I've had very good luck and very good success there, so hopefully we can maintain that and carry it on to that race. It'd be big. I mean, I was really hoping to capitalize on South Boston this past weekend and have a good finish there and hope to capitalize on the Triple Crown that we finished second in the past 2 years, you know, but I don't think that's going to happen now with the DNF at South Boston. So all we can go do is just try to win at Langley and have a good run, try to win at Martinsville.
Two tracks that you've been very good at the last few years in both Langley and Martinsville. But you talk a little bit, without giving away too many secrets, obviously Langley's a racetrack that's pretty aggressive on tire wear. Talk a little bit about, do you have a strategy that you go into? I mean, I know it's still a couple of weeks out, but do you have a game plan or a strategy in your head of how you've got to manage that 200 lap race in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think, you know, which a lot of the strategies don't really come into play until the day of the race. Once we figure out, you know, what the tire deal is going to be, what the competition cautions are as far as pit strategy stuff, but you know, just as far as driving strategy, man, it's just like any other race. You know, you got to have a fast car, you got to conserve your tires and just put yourself in a good situation. So when it does come time to make pit stops and make the right adjustments when you put tires on and fuel and all that, and to have a shot at the end.
Well, we're talking about 2 weeks from now, the Hampton Heat at Langley, Larry King Law's Langley Speedway up in Hampton, Virginia. But when you get to the racetrack in a couple of weeks, you're going to have a new address, and it'll be one that's a little bit further south than where you're at. Just want to give you an opportunity. Obviously, very proud of your wife Katie and what she's doing with her career, but you're getting ready to move from Jacksonville-ish area, North Carolina, all the way to Jacksonville, Florida. Man, that's going to make for quite the travel bill for Jimmy Morton to get you up back and forth to run that 14, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely will. It's definitely a unique situation I'm put in, I feel like. Luckily, my wife has studied hard and done everything right to put herself in a good situation with her career. And so now her career leads us on to a new journey and new state. So looking forward to moving and also continue racing with Jimmy and my dad and everybody on the 14 car. So it'll definitely make it a little bit more challenging, which kind of I've been in preparations for that the last 6 months to a year, really, you know, since I moved away from the shop and been further away. It's been a little bit harder to put my hands on it, but we've made it work. And you know, that, like, I guess 6 months ago we found out we're going to Florida. So you know, just trying to get everything kind of how it needs to be and to make the racing program as best as it can be with the resources I have.
Jared, we're talking about, you know, you've kind of scaled things back. Obviously, winning a late model stock car championship a couple of years ago on the Cars Tour, you won a super championship, and then running that full time is obviously a different mentality. But you've transitioned. I mean, you've been transitioning really over the last year and a half into this part time role. Do you feel like when you get to the racetrack? Obviously, you've done a really good job preparation. We jokingly called you Big Money Jared there at the end of last year with a couple of the big wins that you guys did have running that limited schedule. Does your mindset, is it different knowing that you're only going to be in the car once, maybe twice a month, as opposed to possibly every weekend?
Yeah, I think it is a little different. For me, I feel a lot more comfortable with it. You know, obviously this weekend was such a different situation, racing on Wednesday and having to turn around and be there Saturday. It was really hard. But yeah, I feel like as far as me prepping for myself and racing, I think it's been really good. And, two on the car, you know, make sure everything's right. Since, like I said, since I've been out of the shop and not been able to work on the car like I want, man, I'm being a very hands-on. I like to be there, like, know what's going on, see what's going, what's getting worked on, what's not, you know what I mean? And so we can try to make our program better. You know, that's been tough on me not to be there, but, at the same time, the part-time-ish thing has been really good to kind of pick and choose the races that we want to go to. You know, go to some of the tracks that I enjoy and that race good, and skip some of the ones that, you know, that I'm not a big fan of. And I like that schedule a lot better. I feel more relaxed and, you know, not so rushed on everything. And not everything's not demanded. You know, everything feels good. Like, you know, we're ready to go. I feel like when we go to the racetrack, and just makes things, I feel like, go a little bit smoother. You know, it's, if I was working on the car and I was there full time and had somebody else with me, it'd be one thing to race full time again and run 20 plus races like we did a couple of years ago. But it's so hard to do that nowadays. I mean, this weekend was a true test on us, you know, racing Wednesday and have a turnaround. And with my busy schedule with moving and my wife's graduation, stuff like that, you know, I wasn't able to be there and work on the car. So just wasn't prepared right, I didn't feel like, you know. And some of that kind of falls back on me, you know. Like I said, just I like to be hands-on with it and be able to work on that stuff. So it was tough, but we'll move on and hit some more races coming up.
Yeah, that being said, Jared, again, when you do run a part-time schedule like you are running, and then you basically have two very big races in a four-day period, and you know, like, I don't know that there's a right or wrong answer here, but do you put more focus and more emphasis on the Caraway race versus the South Boston race, because one, Caraway is a home track, a racetrack that you've won at, and then plus, you know, not to take away from the NASCAR side, because I think these big three races are obviously very prestigious, but Winning a Cars Tour race is so hard. Do you basically put more of the eggs in the caraway basket and then just kind of, you know, go to South Boston with what you got, or do you try to prepare for both of them evenly?
Well, you know, with the cards I've dealt this week, we kind of put more in the South Boston basket, knowing that's where, you know, one of my weakest tracks, you know, I feel like I struggled with that place. So we put a little more emphasis on that place and went test on Tuesday, and not, we didn't go to Caraway Tuesday. You know, I felt like I had a pretty good notebook from last year, and I got a really good feel of a race car for that place too. And so we put a little more emphasis on the South Boston deal to try to, you know, it's kind of one of my things with running this part-time schedule. We were going to tracks that I really like and tracks that I really want to get better at that we struggled at. Yeah. And I feel like we've done a pretty good job at doing all that except for South Boston, man. South Boston's still kicking my tail. So, you know, luckily having a good solid notebook and good runs and a good feel for the car Caraway, I felt a lot more comfortable going into that race than I did South Boston. So that's the only reason why I felt like put a little more emphasis. And then, too, you know, trying to run the Triple Crown versus not running for points with the Cars Tour, I felt like it was kind of more important to put more time in it for South Boston.
Yeah. Chatting with Jared Fryer on the GSX Raps Hotline here on Stickered Up. And Jared, I know that you got, and it might be kind of tentative, but obviously not running full time, running a part time schedule. Obviously, we're going to see you at Langley here in a couple of weeks in the Hampton Heat as the defending champion. We know we're going to see you at Martinsville. Where else can fans expect to see Jared Fryer and Jimmy Warren racing pop up here in the remainder of 2023? Do you have a schedule, or is it just kind of a play by ear thing?
Well, I really haven't put anything together yet after Langley. I was kind of waiting to see, you know, when some of the bigger money races come up. You know, it seemed to pop up a month or two before they announce things. So I was kind of hoping to hit that, but I think we're going to probably go run some more Cars Tour races here and there when we can. Just pick and choose, man, and just have fun, you know, go race, you know, when you put on the big race in Orange County. That's one of my favorite racetracks that I always like to go to, and they don't seem like we get the opportunity to go there with the full late model, four barrel package rules. And on top of that, we get to race for big money. So hit things like that. You know, we hit some local races last year and beginning of this year. So just trying to do some of that. And like I said, race at the tracks that I like and feel like that we run good at.
Just go ahead and tell Jimmy to circle September the 30th on his calendar. 125 lap race at Orange County Speedway, Cars Tour rules, second annual Orange Blossom Shootout presented by Pereer Tank Lines. And you can run that four barrel, run that full late model package at a racetrack that you really like.
Hey, yeah, that's definitely going to be one on there, yeah. Especially if I got something left after Martinsville.
Right on. Jared, I know it takes a ton of people to get you to the racetrack, even more so now that you're not doing the full hands-on that you've been accustomed to. I want to give you an opportunity before I let you go to thank those people that get the race car to the racetrack to you each and every week.
Yeah, man. Just can't thank Jimmy Warren enough for giving me an opportunity and giving me all the right equipment to be in the situations to run good and win races. And everybody at AK Performance for getting the car ready and everything they do at the shop and racetrack, and obviously my mom and dad and my wife for being super supportive and helping me every way they can. Eaton Mobile Homes, our Swift Springs, Davis Lawn and Land Care, my spotter Tony for sticking with me and doing such a good job, and man, everybody else that has a hand in this deal to make it all happen. There's definitely a lot of people behind the scenes that helped me get to the racetrack, and I can't thank them enough.
Well, Jared, I know a lot of eyes will be on you in a couple of weeks at Langley for the running of the Hampton Heat, the defending champion. Best of luck to you, man, and go grab you a couple more checkered flags, man. We'll get you back on here to talk about it. Congratulations to you and Katie on the exciting news about her journey that starts in Jacksonville, Florida. And like I said, man, just give me a call, man. We'll fly down and play some golf down there in Jacksonville, Florida.
Heck yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about moving down there. It's definitely going to make a little more traveling for me, but, you know, new experience in life. And Katie's got a lot of bright things in her future, so it'll be fun 2 years down there.
Sounds good. Jared, best of luck to you at Langley, and we'll chat with you soon, bud.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And thanks for having me on.
That's Jared Fryer, driver of the number 14 for Jimmy Moran Racing on the late model stock car side. Brandon Willard has the caution flag out. We'll take this opportunity. Come down pit road. Stick her up. When we return, we'll preview this weekend's action at Wake County Speedway and the GSX Raps 100. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. We're all familiar with the term batteries not included. Well, that does not apply to Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery. They're all about batteries. Meredith Battery has Volt batteries for all applications, including auto, marine, commercial, golf cars, power sport, and motorsport. Meredith Battery of Anderson, South Carolina. Their Volt Battery customers are frequent visitors to Victory Lane at your local short tracks in the Southeast each and every week. For more information and to buy your next Volt battery, contact the team at 864-226-9091. 864-226-9091 and on Facebook and Instagram. Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery, the official battery of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
Courier Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Purrier has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Purrier driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Purrier racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivepurrier.com to learn more.
Practice. Race. Win. Performance Racing Warehouse, home of the PRW chassis. They feel the thrill of victory and agony of defeat with every customer. With a cutting-edge, track-tested chassis, they know what it takes to build a race-winning machine. The PRW chassis has a proven track record of wins and championships that speak for themselves. When you're ready to take your performance to the next level, come visit Performance and let them get you in victory lane. Online at performancecenter.com. Also, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok. And you can call Performance Racing Warehouse at 704-838-1400.
Hey, this is Connor Hall, driver of the number 77 Chad Bryant late model, and you're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
White flag, this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast of Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. Pro late models in action this weekend. Saturday, one-day show, Wake County Speedway, America's favorite bull ring for the running of the GSX Wraps 100. Trailer parking and hauler parking start at 11:15 on Saturday morning. Pro late model practice will start promptly at 2 o'clock. They'll have an hour session from 2 to 3. Then they'll have a second session for 30 minutes from 3:15 to 3:45. Local division practice from 3:45 to 4:15, which includes Legend Cars and the Charger division at Wake County Speedway. Final pro late model practice will be from 4:15 to 4:45. Grandstands, trackside, gate open at 5 o'clock. Chargers and Legends practice and qualifying will take place from 5:15 to 6:15. Single car qualifying for the pro late models takes place on track at 6:15. Pre-race ceremonies, green flag will fly at 7 o'clock for the Charger race. Cars Tour introductions at 7:30 and the green flag for the GSX Wraps 100. Brandon Willard will wave that at 7:40 on Saturday night at Wake County Speedway. Admission this weekend in advance is $18 at carsracingtour.com, $20 day of the show. Children 12 and under get in absolutely free. If you can't get to Wake County this weekend, you can check out all the action on flowracing.com. Taking a quick look at the entry list heading into this weekend, currently 11 pro late models on tap to be on the property on Saturday afternoon. They include Kyle Campbell, George Phillips, Tristan McKee, Rusty Skews, Ashton Higgins, Austin McDonald, Giovanni Ruggiero, Joshua Horniman, Logan Jones, and then the points leader, Katie Hettinger, and our most recent winner, Caden Quapple. Those are the 11 cars that have pre-entered. Cars Tour is expecting a couple of more late entries here in the coming days heading into this weekend's festivities at Wake County Speedway. Want to thank those folks that help Stickered Up come to you each and every week. Our friends at Purrier Tank Lines, Performance Center Racing Warehouse, Volt Battery Technologies, GeoCut, GSX Wraps, and as always, our friends here at Broadcasting Experts for making us sound so good each and every week, Dave Perkins and Morgan Patrick. And also want to thank our guest, the most recent winner on Cars Tour Late Model Stock Car Side, Mr. Jared Fryer, driving for Jimmy Mooring Racing. That's the checkered flag on this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Dunn.
Be sure to share this podcast. New episodes of Stickered Up will be available wherever you download your podcasts.